The Avar nation in the Carpathian Basin. From 567 to 568, the Avar nation became the fourth nation in history, originating from the Eurasian steppe, which occupied the Carpathian Basin. For another 250 years, this nation populated the area after the warring years following the Hun Empire's collapse. The Chinese Wei Su and Pei Si chronicles give us detailed accounts of the warring times of the Avar nation from Central Asia with the Chinese. Archaeological findings unearth stirrups, snaffles, and spearheads representative of the era primarily from abandoned fireplaces. The long, straight, and dual-blade swords decorated with gold and silver bows originated from Inner Asia as well. Other artifacts were found that originated from Mongolia and Korea, mostly objects that were part of a burial ritual of a horse, Bocha Tape Sentendre, similar to the ones that were found on the opposite side of Eurasia, along with wooden curved items, wash basin, cups, saddle support, and tools that were used to fabricate them. The Turk nation ended the dominance of the Avars in Central Asia in 552. The exodus that followed led them west, where the Avars united with the White Huns, the Heftafilis. According to Byzantine sources, the name Uarhun, Uarhion, is a reference to Avars describing these two nations. They arrived, however, to the Carpathian Basin as a united nation. The Avar migration in 567 to 68 is known as the Second Hun Conquest. Many items that surfaced in various archaeological sites, such as swords without cross guard that were attached to the wrist, Çaintelek Çengele Segvar, helmets with gorget and belts decorated with metal tablets, all originated from Central Asia. Before finding their new settlement in the basin surrounded by the Carpathian Mountains, the Avars' last station was the area in the steppes of the northern Caucasus region. Archaeological sites from the 6th and 7th centuries in the northern Caucasus region, Mokeyava, Balha, Kamunta, and Kerekh Peninsula, displayed valuable metal objects that suggest the presence of Avars and their cohabitation with locals, Alans, Utigurs, Sabers. According to the archaeologist Gyula Laszlo's dual settlers hypothesis, the late Avars represent the first large group of Hungarians that moved into the Carpathian Basin. This theory answers some of the questions that surround the Hungarians' conquest, but leaves some space to speculate, mostly in regards to lack of language connectivity. The Onogurs likely represented the first wave of the Hungarians. The name Hungarian originates from Onogurs, as different European languages prove, Hungrois, Ungar, Hungarian, etc. Though there is a great possibility that they were close to the Hungarians who became part of the development of the Hungarian nation. The development of the Szabra is related to late Avars, as the famous archaeological find from Nagyszentmiklós proves. This valuable find includes vast decorations, ascendance to the sky, victorious emperor, heavenly hunting, animal fights, are most likely the portrayal of the elements of the Avar mythology. The Avars of the Carpathian Basin relieved Almos and Arpad Hungarian conquest. There are no chronicles about fights between them. According to archaeological finds, numerous Avar burial sites attest that they were used after 895 as well. Some of them were even utilized during Arpad's time. In the 12th century, the German bishop Otto of Freising mentions in his chronicles the Avars, who are now called Hungarians.